Many restaurants in Kansas City have signature dishes. Stroud's is known for its fried chicken. Jess and Jim's is famous for its steaks. But what about the dishes that complement the main course? Some restaurants do wonders with the lesser-known side dishes. Potatoes, vegetables, greens, and rice. In fact, great side dishes can sometimes outclass the meat or poultry on a plate. On today's Central Standard, our panel of critics will veer sideways into the side dishes that either enhance or diminish the featured item on the plate. And if you have a suggestion for a favorite side dish and the restaurants that serve it, we want to hear your opinions too. But first, the news. Central Standard. I'm Charles Ferruza with The Pitch, and every other Friday here with you on Central Standard, joined by two of my favorite food writers in Kansas City, who I'll have introduced themselves right now.
I'm Emily Ferris from FeedMeKC.com.
And
I'm Gloria Gale from 435.
And, you know, in all of my years as a waiter, which were many years, I never worked in a restaurant that required me to rattle off by memory a list of that day's side dishes. And, you know, a typical list back in the 60s and 70s would be cottage cheese, cottage fries, mashed potatoes, baked potatoes, French fries, French green beans, baked beans, applesauce, stewed prunes, and succotash. In those days, there could be many, many side dishes to choose from. In fact, so many it might fluster some diners. There aren't nearly as many of those old-fashioned side dishes to choose from today. I mean, when was the last time you saw stewed prunes on a menu? Although I can think of a couple of restaurants that maybe should have them. But some restaurants still offer a tantalizing, if limited, choice of side dishes to complement the main course. And we are going to be talking about restaurants that have good or interesting side dishes today on Central Standard. But we're going to start the show, as we always do, with new restaurants that our critics have been to. And we're going to start with Gloria Gale, because you've been to two new restaurants.
Yep, I have. I went to 801 Fish, which is at 11615 Rosewood in Leawood, Kansas, which is in Park Place.
What used to be in that space? Was there another restaurant before that?
No, it's brand new. The build out. It was a build out for that. And it's part of the
801
Lynch Group.
Okay.
Yeah.
801 Chop House.
Right.
So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. It's a fish house. Is it comparable price-wise to 801 Chop House, which is expensive?
Yes, okay. Absolutely. if you're a fish lover, this is it. They call it dock to door. So it's as fresh as you can get. And Alex Schiffman is at the helm as the executive chef. And I went with somebody who had ceviche. Remember when somebody called and wanted to know where to get ceviche? And they do have it. But I also had something called John Dory. Did you know that's a fish?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that was a fish.
Jasper serves that every once in a while.
Yeah, very, very good. And talking about side dishes, they had an excellent cauliflower puree and a sauteed Tuscan kale, which was wonderful. So it's really pretty.
Just so healthy.
And it's easy to park. And then I also went to Rosso,
which is the Italian word for red, yes.
And it's in the Hotel Sorella, mm-hmm. which is at 901 West 48th. It's squeezed into that new West Plaza area. But there's a huge sign on the side of the building, so you can see it. It's on the seventh floor. It's very red, white, and black. And it's very L.A., very hip, very pretty, very clever with their decor.
Mm-hmm.
The food, I was just sampling. I was grazing, which is my thing, but I haven't had a full sit down yet, so I can't speak to that.
How was the service?
Well, I mean, it was just a walk around, kind of pick up your own, so it was great, but killer views. And we did happen to tour the building, so we got to go in the presidential suite, which is just amazing. So for a mere $2,500 a night, you too can bunk out.
Listen, for a mere $2,500 a night, I better be staying with a president.
That's right. That's right. And I did go back to Standee's, which is in Prairie Village Shopping Center. It's fork in the air. It's half fork, half cinema. And they need to ramp it up. They really do.
It Now, it's not even a year old yet.
Yeah.
And
the food is...
Inconsistent?
Inconsistent. That's a great way to put it. Thank
now,
you.
If I just wanted to go see a movie, is
you
it
can.
A decent...
Yes.
You can.
And it's a decent place to go and
it
enjoy a movie.
It is indeed. They have 3 theaters.
Wait, do they have a concession booth? So if you just... If you don't want food, you could get, you know, a box of Milk Duds?
Yeah, and you can also get dessert and take it in and crunch your way through.
Or just drinks, right?
I'm sure. You can do it. You can take anything in there.
But they have a bar. So if I want to just drink while I watch a movie, that's the place to go.
You can.
Okay.
You can. And my favorite, Westport Cafe.
I love that place.
I do too. Their chicken hash is just unreal.
Now, I heard, and maybe someone can call and clarify this, but I have heard that Westport Cafe and Bar is no longer serving lunch.
Well, I was there for brunch.
Brunch, yes.
Yeah, but, I don't know about that.
Okay.
I don't. We'll find out, won't we?
You know, I want to remind you that if you're a listener and you want to join the conversation, this is the time to do it at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can send us an email to centralstandard@kcur.org or a tweet.
To @KCURCST.
We are happy to take your phone calls and have you weigh in on, you know, where you have been. That's new and exciting, or maybe you've made a recent revisit to an old standby. Or you could, you know, if you want to start the conversation about side dishes, we're always happy to talk about that. I do know that I have asked a celebrity friend of mine who has a hilarious side dish story to call in, and that's all I'm going to say in case she doesn't remember to call. But you can call 816-235-2888. And, you know, I'm trying to think where – I think it was the last show we all did together. Gloria Gale talked about a place in Olathe. And forgive me, I do not have the address here. But the Saki Lounge, which is
In
Strangline Road.
Yeah, it's in the same parking lot as AMC 30, 1647, whatever
It's 11953 South Strangline Road in Olathe.
Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it for many, many reasons. One is... It was a total flashback experience.
Yeah.
It really reminded me of the disco years. They have a dance floor that's so big.
I know.
So big that you could, you know, actually do, I think maybe do a Broadway show on that dance floor.
Like the Playmore Ballroom.
Uh-huh. And with, kind of a groovy, fabulous light show. But, you know, the food was surprisingly really good.
Yeah.
They have sushi. Yeah. They have Japanese dishes. They have hibachi and teriyaki.
Fusion.
Yes,
it's
fusion. And they also have sort of a, I don't know if they're still doing it. They were doing it when I was there, that if you pay one set price, and I think there was one 3-course meal for like $15 and another one maybe for $18. I may have those wrong, but around this part. And you got an appetizer, a meal, and a dessert.
Yeah. I mean,
it was a good deal, and you got a lot of food.
You get a lot of food, and they want you to like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
but you know, it's very dimly lit. It's very you know, if the young John Travolta had come out and done a few steps on the dance floor, I would not have been remotely surprised.
Right.
But
that's so funny.
Yeah, that's the Saki.
It's a huge place.
And speaking of new places that I've been to, I went to the new Grand Street out in Lenexa.
Oh yeah, how was it?
You know, I was. Okay, how do I want to phrase this? I remember how charming the original Grand Street, which was opened by PB&J, I think in the early 90s.
Right.
And, you know, it was so unusual to see a really sort of trendy, hip, groovy restaurant in an office building. It was kind of unusual at that time.
Right.
I think that novelty is gone. And this one was in an office building that was kind of hard for me to find, but we did find it. And it's kind of Spartan and a little bit cold, but the food's good.
Well, the food's exactly the same as down in the plaza.
Well, they kept saying
there
we've tweaked a few dishes, which I didn't quite notice. But the service is excellent, and I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm always interested to find out how suburban outposts of midtown restaurants are going to fare. So,
well, if they're in a cluster like they are out at Mission Farms, it works well, I think.
This is there's not a lot of restaurants where this place is. Maybe there are going
where
to
is
be.
Is it? I can't figure it out. It's on Flum.
It's near Flum.
Near Flum.
You know, it was one of the hardest restaurants I've ever had to find. So.
Finding the original Grand Street Cafe, if you don't know where you're going, is also very hard
right.
to find.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Just say in back of Winstead's.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. And at least that was a landmark.
Yeah.
So the Lenexa address is 8815 Renner Road.
Right.
Oh, it's on Renner even farther out. Yeah.
So, you know, and it's on a street filled with, you know, well, not filled, but there's two or three roundabouts, which are, you know, difficult for me to maneuver on the best day. And so, you know, once you've gone past the first roundabout, you're already lost.
Yeah.
But anyway, we are eager to hear from you. You could be talking to us about side dishes. You could be talking to us about new places you have been to and places that you like. We are here to talk to you on the day after Thanksgiving. And
well, now, where did you go?
I haven't got any place super new, but places I revisited some places I haven't been in a while.
Well, tell us.
I went to Story in Prairie Village. It's at 3931 West 69th in the Prairie Village Shops for a romantic anniversary dinner with my husband.
Good. Congratulations,
thank
by
you.
The way.
We celebrate our one-year anniversary
That's
twice.
Hard to believe.
Once on the actual day we got married, and then because we got married Thanksgiving weekend, again on Thanksgiving weekend, so we get to celebrate for a week. This weekend we're doing a pig roast. Last Saturday, we went to Story, and the meal was just amazing. The service there is great. The food is great. They've warmed up the atmosphere some.
Because, you know, it was kind of frosty when they first opened.
It was a little cold and stark, and they've put some panels up on the walls, and it's still a very kind of
minimalist
decor, but it's warmed up. And the service is great, and the people are so warm, and the food is so good it just feels very cozy and warm. And it was a wonderful place to have a romantic dinner and sat by the window. And we kind of ordered our way through the menu. We got the foie gras and a beet salad with smoked walleye and a blue crab fritter, which was amazing.
Sounds delicious.
And my husband got the veal tenderloin, which was great. But I got the short ribs with gnocchi and an onion ring on top. And it was amazing.
Interesting.
It was so good. The short rib was so, I mean, short rib is tender anyway, but it was just so tender and so flavorful and exactly what I wanted on a cold night. It was so good.
Sounds good.
Yes.
Did you see that popcorn? They have some sort of fun popcorn dessert. I don't know what it is, but it's an odd thing.
You know, at the very end of the night, I didn't get the chef brought out a little, they were like little donut things. Is that tiny little fried? That wouldn't be it. Mm-hmm. Okay. They were delicious. I didn't get the popcorn dessert. Mm. I also went to room 39, the original, in the real Midtown, not Midtown South, which is what I call Mission Farms now. And you know how you categorize a restaurant based on your first experience there? Mm-hmm. So my first experience at room 39 was brunch. Breakfast brunch. So I've always just considered it a breakfast and lunch place. And I went for dinner a couple of weeks ago. And again, amazing, amazing, amazing dinner. We sat at the bar because they were so packed. It was a Friday night. And they had a table for us, but we made an 8:45 reservation and we were already starving. So we ate at the bar. And you know when you go to a restaurant or a bar, you sit at the bar and the bars are so narrow and it's hard to eat. And they actually have a really deep bar, so it was really comfortable. And got a great appetizer salad with Humboldt fog cheese and I think it was a pumpkin soup. And I ordered the steak but ended up trading with my husband because he got the pork chop. It was a grilled Berkshire pork chop and it had a butternut squash spatzel with a mustard jus. And it blew my mind. It was amazing.
Why did you trade?
Because I wanted his.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, the steak was amazing. And it came with mashed potatoes and Brussels sprouts with bacon, which is very much my style. But that spatzel and it had cabbage. Oh, it blew my mind. I may have done the finger to plate lick.
Oh my gosh. Bit.
So good. So go
That's
and try that.
Great.
And then Wednesday night, right before Thanksgiving, we wanted to do something not super heavy. We went to Soban on Shawnee Mission Parkway, which is a Korean restaurant, a great place to go, especially if it's cold out and get warm meats and vegetables. And we've got
Isn't it heavy on meat though?
It is.
Yeah.
I consider that low carb and light, Gloria.
Well, since carb is my middle name.
there's this rice dish that I love, which is called bibimbap, and you can get it cold or hot, get a dulsop bibimbap, and get crispy rice.
And of course, you know, your husband lived in Korea, so he's especially fond and knowledgeable about Korean food.
He is. It's really fun to go eat Korean food with him because he understands the menu, and we always try something new. So.
Did you try anything new on this?
We did. We got a soup, with tofu and mushrooms, and the pot was like boiling hot when it came out, and they bring you a side of rice, and the way he did it, he spooned the soup over the rice and let the rice absorb all the flavors of this broth, this tofu and mushroomy broth.
It sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was great. It's a great place to go when it's really cold out because they bring things out in bowls that are like literally, I don't know, 500 degrees or something.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow.
And on that note, you know, recently I went to Jess and Jim Steakhouse in Martin City.
Yeah.
I'd been there in a long time.
Uh-huh.
And I was so thrilled that they, you know, this used to be a standard of steakhouses.
Oh, definitely.
That they would bring you your steak out on a sizzling, white hot metal plate. And I can't think of what restaurants
Who
still
does
do that?
Yeah.
Jess and Jim's do.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they brought that sizzling platter to the table, I was like a little kid. I was so excited. So.
That's still a great place, you know, if you're hungry.
Yeah.
Because that, what is it, the 24-ounce steak?
You know.
They still do that?
You could eat well there. And,
yeah,
you
can. I always get chicken there.
Chicken?
Yeah.
Why would you get chicken at Jess and Jim's?
Because I like it.
It's not fried chicken.
Oh, absolutely it is.
It is?
Yes.
Well, I knew that RC's across the street was
right.
their fried chicken
no,
place.
No, no. It's, well, I guess they take their cues.
Okay.
You know, because isn't the same family?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Van Noy family.
Yeah, right.
So you've been eating lots of steak lately, Charles.
Yes, because we have a steak issue coming
right
out
here.
Next week.
Yeah.
Oh, this week, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's out.
Yeah, it's out. And, I talked about some of my favorite steak places.
Yeah, they were talking about that on the air this morning on one of the TV shows about they have a new cut that's from the chuck.
Okay.
The animal, and you just slice off a part, and it because that's the part that they just grind up, apparently, for ground beef. But apparently they've got it. It's called the Las Vegas cut.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right.
Oh. So,
I know, I'm very curious about this.
And when I was writing this, I found out that the Capitol Grill currently has a special going right now for a cut that I had never heard of called the tomahawk steak.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
We've cooked it twice in the last month.
Tell me what
it's
a tomahawk is.
It's a bone-in ribeye.
Okay.
And it looks like the way it's cut, it looks like a tomahawk.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's the one we got was both times, I think we got a 32-ounce.
Whoa.
Tomahawk.
Is it real tender and delicious? And
yeah. And we did ours on the – we actually – a couple of friends and I, we had a steak and saison party.
Okay.
So it was four couples, and each couple got around a 32-ounce tomahawk bone-in ribeye and prepared it a different way. So we did ours on the grill, and my husband made this barbecue – oniony glaze. Somebody else sous vide it. Somebody else, I think, smoked it. There's all kinds of ways to cook it. It's delicious.
Well, I will say that it's currently a special at the Capitol Grill, and it currently costs $80.
It's expensive.
It really?
It is, but it's a real...
Even expensive if you get it at the meat store and cook it yourself?
Yeah, I mean, so I think... I hate to name a price because I don't...
For 32 ounces?
But it's good for at least two people. It is dinner for at least two people. So we got ours from Whole Foods. I want to say around $60, but I'm not sure. Broadway
well, here's a comparison. At 801 Fish, you can get a half an ounce of Russian Savruga caviar on toasted brioche for $75.
Whoa. Well, it has to come from Russia, so
fresh from
Russia has to be expensive.
Is that the only caviar they offer?
They offer an American Hackleback. A half-ounce caviar and toasted brioche for $25.
Well,
so there you go. The Russian, hands down.
Do they serve any steaks on that menu?
Yeah, there's a surf and turf. They do. And a filet mignon and a Kansas City strip.
Okay, I'm just going to throw this out because, you know, we are talking about side dishes. And I'm going to go back in time to when you never went to a restaurant that didn't have a shrimp cocktail as a starter. What is the shrimp cocktail retail for there?
Let me see if I can find it. Oh, yeah, they do. 16. And the jumbo crab cocktail is 19.
That's not terribly
But you can get extravagant platters of iced shellfish for $150. There you go.
You know what, though? I'm going to play hippie here. I would rather, if I'm going to go out to a nice seafood dinner, pay more money and know that I am eating
fresh,
hopefully sustainably
Yes, and I asked that.
Harvested fish.
I asked that. I wanted to make sure of that because farm-raised or – there is some farm-raised that's supposedly non-antibiotic. Who knows? That's a problem, you know. I mean, but who knows about that? But they said that they're very conscientious of that, and nothing that's on the endangered list is served.
I get much more offended if there's a $7 lobster somewhere.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the lobster here is not $7.
Added a zero. Okay, well, that's not.
It's
better
what?
Poached lobster tail is 39.
That's
well,
about
a tail, though. Yeah. Well, how about a whole lobster?
I don't see it.
Well, the tail's the best part.
Also, the grouper is fabulous.
It is?
Ugh, yes. Grouper's good. Really
and,
good.
And that is the new 801 Chop House, which I think just opened.
801 Fish.
801 Fish. Fish House. Is it Fish House or just Fish?
Just Fish. Just Fish.
That's sounds fun. Classier than Fish House, I guess.
And they do have a raw bar with, like, lots of different kinds of things. East Coast, West Coast, oysters, you name it. So.
All right. All right. And that will be competing, of course, with the Bristol that's out there.
Yeah. And, yeah. And then McCormick is not out there. But, you know, we don't have – I mean, for a landlocked area, we have three good fish houses. I'm sure there's more.
Well, don't forget Red Lobster.
There you go.
Cheddar biscuits.
Cheddar
right.
biscuits, yes.
Right.
Anyway, we are talking about side dishes and new and exciting restaurants. You are always free to join the conversation. We are going to take a break in a bit, but before we do, I wanted to talk about, you know, when you go to a sushi restaurant, we were talking about the sake lounge. How does one gauge how fresh that fish is on the sushi? Do you ask? I mean, will you get a reasonable response?
To tell you the truth, I don't eat it.
You don't eat sushi at all?
I do. And if I walk into a sushi restaurant and it smells fishy, I leave.
Really?
Well,
because it shouldn't smell fishy. And if it smells fishy, then it's probably not very fresh.
Okay. I never thought of doing that, and that's a really good good touch.
I learned that from my husband who lived in Korea.
All right.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have a derogatory way I refer to it as bait. I know I'm going to catch
I love
sushi. Well, you know, sushi is not for everybody.
No.
You
know? Yeah, you're right. So,
is it the rawness? Do you like a beef tartare?
Mm-mm.
So you don't like raw meat?
No, I don't.
She doesn't
like
raw vegetables.
No, I do, actually. Vegetables are better than sushi.
Fair.
But I went over to raw sushi, and they have toned that down a little bit.
R.A.,
you know,
right?
R.A. out at also at Park Place. They have like 8 restaurants just in that one little neighborhood. Yeah. That one street has 8 or so restaurants. And they were like one of the first, you know, in town. Have you eaten there?
I have not. I need to get out there. I've been meaning to try it.
I think you would like it.
Yeah, I've been meaning to try it. I just haven't made it.
And, you know, always the sushi's on view. You can see. Yeah. You can watch them rolling. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
Sushi?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny. I like it at times.
You don't like turkey, but you like sushi.
Yes, and thank God there's not a turkey sushi. I'd be really, really, yes, yeah. Anyway.
I'm going to make you a turkey sushi roll with whipped mashed potatoes and wrapped in turkey skin.
Make sure they're wasabi.
Okay.
Baked potato. Anyway, I think this is the time, if I can get, this is the time for a break, I think. And we are going to take a short break. When we return, we'll discuss the where-to-go places for good side dishes. Central Standard returns in just a moment. And welcome back to Central Standard. I'm Charles Furza, joined by my other food critic pals here, Emily Ferris, Gloria Gale. Today we're discussing the best side dishes in and around Kansas City. And if you're out and about, maybe driving to some sales or driving to the drugstore, driving to the grocery store, we want to hear from you. If you're on a cell phone, you feel free to call us at 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. And the email address, if you'd like to pop us an email, is centralstandard@kcur.org. And the tweet address is...
@KCURCST.
And let's go to... We do have a call. And let's go to Kathy. Are you on the air with us? Kathy? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Did we lose Kathy?
Uh-oh.
Kathy?
Oh.
Kathy?
Is she in line at Target? And then everybody
Star
else is...
Bridge.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll try to get Kathy back. Kathy? No, I think we I think we've lost Kathy. But Kathy, call back at 816-235-2888. We want to talk to you. You know, I wasn't kidding when I started the show by saying when I was a server, you know, I never had to rattle off those list of side dishes. I don't think I ever worked in a restaurant. When I my short-lived and horrific experience at the a certain pancake chain. You know,
because there are so many.
You know, well, I worked for two of them in my ill-gotten career. And it seems to me that, you know, that was the closest I got to it because people had a choice of bacon or sausage or link sausage or patty sausage. That was about as close as I got to side dishes. But Emily, you worked in restaurants. Did you ever have a side dish list to rattle off?
I kind of just because I'm kind of obsessed with side dishes. Like that's why I love Thanksgiving because I love making all of the side dishes.
Well, you did write a cookbook about casseroles.
Casserole cookbook. So I love sides. I love potatoes and mac and cheese.
What are some of your favorite side dishes and where do you get them?
Okay. Well, here I have a big list. I love mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Me
love,
too.
Love, love mac and cheese. The lobster mac and cheese at the Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
And Capital Grill has one.
And so does Cafe Trio.
Yes. Oh,
bubbling.
Lobster mac and cheese.
Yummy.
Love it. And I hesitate to call anything an extra virgin a side dish because it's all small plates. But the sautéed mushrooms at Extra Virgin, so good. Graham and Dunn on the Plaza has Brussels sprouts in a creamy cheese sauce with bacon. So it's like mac and cheese, but instead of the macaroni, it's Brussels sprouts.
Sounds delicious.
It's amazing. Sometimes I get that and French fries as a meal. So I've been known to just make a meal out of side dishes. I hope they still have them on the menu. When the Rieger introduced a new fall menu a month or so ago, these heirloom beans, big white beans and bacon.
Mm.
So good. I would go and just get a double order. I mean, I haven't, but I would get a double order of that. I do have a very, very long list of French fries and onion rings, if we're counting
if Mary were here.
hold that list, because we have an email from Cliff from Kansas City, Missouri, who asks, I'm going to let Emily, you, and Gloria take this one on. What is your definition of fresh fish? Does that mean it was never, ever frozen?
It is to me.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's tough.
I want to know that it was just flown in.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, just caught and flown in.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. What if someone just pulled out that big old slab of catfish from the Missouri River?
It's fresh.
It's fresh.
Yeah, it's fresh.
Okay. I don't know if I really want to eat anything from the Missouri River.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It's fresh.
Yeah, but not frozen.
No.
Okay, let's switch back to side dishes here. And we do have Mark on the line. Mark, are you on the air with us? Mark. Oh, I think we're having some telephone issues for this show, and I'm not sure what to do, but we'll carry on as we can here.
Do you have a favorite side dish, Charles?
Well, macaroni and cheese is high on mine.
Yeah.
I've been trying to stay away from mashed potatoes lately.
Because you don't like them or because
I love them dearly, but they're, you know, I mean, I only like mashed potatoes the same way I like baked potatoes. With lots of stuff on there.
Cream and butter and salt and pepper.
Sour cream maybe. And
Have you tried creamed cauliflower as an alternative?
You know, the texture just doesn't do it for me. It's a little grainy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can't really get that excited about it. I think my favorite side dish of all time, it's really a healthy one. It's called onion rings.
Vegetable.
It is a vegetable.
Yeah, there you go.
And I love onion rings.
Where do you get your favorite healthy onion rings?
Jack Stack.
That was on my list.
Yeah.
I love. And what is it? Six of them on a stick.
Yeah, like a horseshoe.
So good. Oh, they're so good. They're thick.
Yeah,
I
have to say that Pizza Bella's Brussels sprouts with hazelnuts, cranberries, and a reduction.
I recently had those, and they were wonderful.
They are so good.
Yeah,
and especially in the winter.
In
the winter.
But every time I go, I have to get them.
Yeah,
they're so good.
I think it's one of the best. And also, speaking of mashed potatoes, Sprouts. I mean, they're classic.
Yeah.
You know, those and green beans. Some people say, well, they just open up a can, but
now,
I don't care.
Strouts is the only place I go and I have chicken livers as a side dish.
Yeah.
Probably not so healthy.
No, but delish. Yeah.
And I just want to tell people that our switchboard is lighting up. We have lots of incoming calls, but we're having some slight phone issues and we're going to take care of that. So we will get to your phone calls. What are some other side dishes that Emily Ferris cannot live without?
I really like, of course, fries, which we can talk about fries later. Pigwich at it's the sandwich shop at Local Pig. Mm-hmm. They have homemade potato chips.
Yeah.
So they slice them and fry them on site.
Oh. Somebody did. It's really more of an appetizer, but potato chips with blue cheese. Who does that?
Several places, none of which are coming to mind, of course. But, yeah.
Okay. Well, and also the we didn't know the name of it, but at the Bristol, the biscuits.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're hush puppies. I don't know what they call them. But
at the
I
Bristol?
Call everything cheddar biscuits.
You mean at the Bristol, they're the famous sugary drop biscuits.
Drop biscuits.
Yeah. Okay, that'll work.
Mm. And, you know, the thing about the drop biscuits at the Bristol is, and I'm going to catch hell for saying this, but, you know, if you don't eat them right when they come out of the oven, when they are absolutely delicious, but when they sit for more than 5 or 6 minutes, they suddenly become cement.
Huh. Well, they've never lasted that long. With
That may be the secret.
I'll never know that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you can just pick up a menu in Gray's.
Yeah.
You know, we were discussing that earlier, that if you don't really want to get a giant size entree, which we're notorious for here, I think, you know, grazing along is just perfectly acceptable.
And I like to do a salad with either mac and cheese or fries because I feel like the salad negates anything else I eat.
Right.
You know, that's ingenious, yes.
Yeah.
You know, and once upon a time, not all that long ago, that if someone was going to a traditional restaurant and they were vegetarian, they almost always had to make their meal out of side dishes.
Yes, that's
if they were
true.
Lucky, if there were some, you know, vegetable side dishes.
Yeah.
Speaking of veggies at meat places, Jack Stack also has a vegetable kebab.
Really?
That they smoke, like, over there, wherever they smoke their meat.
How is that?
It's really, really good. It's about the same size as the giant stack of onion rings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'll pop for the onion rings, but...
Yeah. Well, get the onion rings and the kebab, and then you're even.
I want to say that maybe the most classic American side dish, maybe the baked potato.
Yes, which I don't see very often on menus anymore.
Well, you know, you would think that making a baked potato would be an easy thing, but it's really not. They really have – I mean, I'm sure I'm not the only person who has gone to a restaurant where you are served a baked potato that has not been completely baked.
Because it was done in the microwave.
Yeah, or the convection oven or whatever. But
where do you get a good baked potato still?
I got to tell you.
Jess and Jim's
is phenomenal. You can make a meal out of it. It's, you know, as big as your shoe.
If you put bacon on it. And
there you go.
Vegetables
there
and
you
sour
go.
Cream and butter. It's
I think that was probably standard to do baked potato with all the trimmings and
every
know,
steakhouse that, in America yeah, always had a baked yeah. potato.
Always.
And if they don't, well.
And I feel like steakhouses still do, but other than steakhouses, I just don't see a baked potato on the menu.
I think you can ask for it.
I want some restaurants to return to the days of the classic side dishes, which would be stewed prunes,
yes.
cottage cheese, applesauce with a peach, yes,
or pineapple,
maybe a little, you know, a little
creamed spinach.
I just had some for Thanksgiving, actually.
Really?
Yes. What? You know what? When I think of side dishes, what I first think of, Pooch's Cafeteria.
Oh yes,
the side dish nirvana. There were more side dishes than were known to mankind.
It was delicious, though.
Yeah.
You know, it was great.
I wish there were more cafeterias. I loved going to cafeterias when I was a kid.
I did too. I think
we don't have any. No. What do we have?
Isn't there still a Piccadilly somewhere?
No. It closed. I find it closed in Johnson
or
County.
Or Furs?
Furs was my. There was a Furs
is
where I grew
still?
Up.
No.
I loved Furs.
I don't know if there is a. Think of one.
I can't.
Okay,
I
hold on. Kelly writes in, Brussels sprouts at Pizza Bella and the barbecue beans at Jack Stack are the best.
Yes.
Yes, we agree.
Greg emails us that the eggplant fries at Remedy are amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he doesn't even like eggplant.
Yeah. That's how I feel. I don't like eggplant. But
I don't either.
One time I went and got two orders of those as a meal.
Yeah.
I just want to tell our listeners that the phones are getting fixed. It'll be a few minutes here, but we are going to be taking your calls here at KKFI. KCOR. That was a Freudian slip there. I apologize. The telephone number here is 816-235-2888. 816-235-2888. And, Mia Culpa.
Now, do we consider bread to be, it's not a side dish,
no,
but you sometimes have
filler.
To ask for it.
It's bread is an accoutrement, s'il vous plaît, yes. Side dishes, you know, side dishes could be sweet. I mean, I remember growing up, you know, in the Jurassic years of restaurants that fruit cocktail was often a side dish.
Yeah.
or some kind of fruit.
That's right.
And, I mean, I'm old enough to remember when we would go to restaurants and on the appetizer list, tomato juice.
Wow. There you go. Yeah. See, I feel about fruit cocktail like Gloria feels about sushi. I don't want it on my plate. I want it gone. If it comes out, I don't like any fruit that's been cut up.
Do they still make it?
So a lot of breakfast and brunch places will give you a little fruit cup. And if the fruit has been cut up and is touching other fruit, I want it away from me.
Now, there is an eccentricity I've never heard of before. I've heard of people who don't like food touching other food on the plate.
I mishmash everything on my plate, but if there's fruit, I want it gone. Especially if I'm having like bacon and eggs or something savory, just away.
Well, usually a fruit cup is in its own little tiny thing.
Still, I need it to go away.
Really?
Speaking of little tiny cups, I went to Rye and had breakfast by myself. And anyway, that's another story. But anyway, they put gravy. Not the biscuit. Yes, there was a biscuit, but I didn't know what to do with it because I never get biscuits and gravy, unfortunately, and don't. I've learned that I must get them. It was out of this world. I know it was probably horrible.
And then you must take a nap.
And a statin.
Yes.
I mean, it was delicious. So I will go back.
And for our listeners who are wondering what on earth we're talking about, we're actually talking about side dishes. And unfortunately, I do not lump, no pun intended, gravy as a side dish.
I know.
It's really an accessory.
Oh, man, was it delicious.
There's someone on Twitter who says poutine is a great side dish and asks where
we
get.
Yeah, but we don't get it here.
Well, there's not a place I necessarily think of for food, but Louise Wine Dive. Does a poutine that is actually really good.
Do they serve food?
They do.
Oh, yeah. Quite a nice menu.
I've been pleasantly surprised by the food. I never really think of Waldo as a food destination, but with Remedy and Louise Wine Dive, it's not the most mind-blowing food in the world, but I feel like you don't.
Why don't you explain what that is? Because maybe some people might not
know. Well, I'm going to probably give an incorrect exact definition, but it's fries with gravy and kind of meat. This was a lobster poutine.
Oh. Does it always have meat on it, or do you know?
I will look it up.
Yeah.
I don't want
to misquote.
Because
I know it's from the north, isn't it? Whatever that means.
I don't want to give any misinformation on the air, so I'm going to look for the definition of poutine.
Yeah.
Anything with french fries is considered a logical side dish.
Yes.
And Mary is the queen of fries.
I know, and she was going to listen in, but only if she wasn't eating a french fry while she was doing it.
Well, according to the Google machine, poutine, a Canadian noun, is a dish of french fries topped with cheese curds and gravy.
Yeah.
I prefer it with lobster.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Mm-hmm.
Well, Louise Wine Dive is a really good lobster poutine.
Huh. I want to suggest to our listeners who can't get in right now because our phone system is being rebooted to send us an email. We are getting those at centralstandard@kcur.org or a tweet at
KCURCST.
Because we want to hear from you in one way, in one venue or another.
You know who else has a really good poutine?
Who?
I think they might even call them disco fries, or I call them fancy disco fries, is Beer Kitchen in Westport.
Oh.
They have one with gravy and short ribs and blue cheese.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so good.
That sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. I mean, why don't we have more of that? Canucks is gone. Remember that restaurant, Canucks?
I'm rolling my eyes.
And there's nothing in that spot. That must be
still?
One of those. Yeah, that's where West Chase Grill was, and Forks in the Air, and 40 Sardines, and,
Oh, now here's a good question. Has anyone ever had a meal where the side dishes were better than the entree?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I have,
I feel like, and I can't name any restaurants off the top of my head, and I'm not trying to be diplomatic, but often I'll go out and but the meat isn't cooked properly. It's like the main chicken's too dry or the steak is overcooked, but the sides are just
perfect.
Because sides are always the same.
Yeah, there's one that I wanted to try, but I was too full. And it's melted leeks and walnut and a walnut tart.
Oh.
Doesn't that sound
fabulous?
Is that dessert
or a side?
No, it's on the side at 801. And
fish.
Then salt cod and whipped potatoes. What's salt cod?
Salt cod is amazing.
What is it?
It's like a salted cod whipped into mashed potatoes. And there's one at Le Fou Frog, and you eat it with bread, and you just dip.
Listen, there would be no America today if it wasn't for salt cod.
It
was a major food item.
So,
and probably had to do with preserving fish.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. It's like succotash.
No.
No, it's not like succotash, but I mean, succotash was one of those early pilgrim things.
Yeah. Salt cod is I don't know. Amazing.
And thank you for that Thanksgiving note. I do, Danny Alexander suggested a question for us. Sides that are so popular, we wish it was entree size. I can think of macaroni and cheese as a classic example of that.
Yeah.
There's a place where you can mix in your mix-ins with macaroni. Oh, it's Beer Kitchen again.
Yeah.
So they have a basic macaroni, and then they have, you know, 8 or 10 different sides, and you make a main, but you get to choose your mix-ins for your mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah.
I think Nico's, what the restaurant formerly known as Nico's 320, and now it's Nico's Lagniappe, still offers macaroni and cheese with different, you know, things tossed into
it. So a beignet isn't a side dish?
In my world, it is.
I would say that was a meal where I really enjoyed my side dishes more than my main course. But that was in the old incarnate. I haven't been to the new
the one on Southwest.
Nico's.
Yeah.
Nico's, yeah. At 320 Southwest
Boulevard.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Also, those Brussels sprouts. I mentioned them earlier at Graham & Dunn. And the cheese
fabulous.
Sauce with the bacon.
Wait. Is that the one where they shave
Brussels sprouts in a creamy cheese sauce and bacon? Oh. And it's a big serving. If you get that with fries or a salad.
Yeah.
But you have Brussels sprouts, so you don't need the salad.
Well, yeah, I know. I think a salad just makes you feel better.
What about desserts as a side dish?
It depends if they're over the top. Mm-hmm. You know, like I could never do like a milkshake with my meal because I couldn't. It's too much.
Unless you're at Winstead's and you dip your french fries in it.
Really? That's an interesting. Ooh.
Yeah, I did that a lot as a kid. I don't know. It was a thing. Dipping french fries in a chocolate milkshake or malt. So
that actually sounds delicious,
it's
and I can't
delicious.
Believe I'm saying that.
Sweet and savory and cold and warm.
There you go.
Very sensual.
Yes, and a lot of texture. Just, it's everything.
Okay, we are starting to get some emails. Greg sends us an email to centralstandard@kcor.org. They serve a good poutine at Pierrepont's.
Ooh.
I have not been to Pierrepont's in a while, and I love that place.
I do too.
They also have a really good happy hour.
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have a special happy hour menu?
They do have a special happy hour menu, or their bar menu is discounted or something. I remember going in and just having a couple of side dishes and a drink.
Okay, this is a very good question, and I want to take this one here. Do you prefer sides that are already assigned to the meal, or do you prefer to order them a la carte? I like to choose my sides. I don't like them, randomly assigned to my dish.
I disagree with that.
Okay, tell
because
me why.
Because like I would have never ordered the spatzel at room 39 with the mustard jus and the braised cabbage, but it worked so. It's just it makes
so you
it
took
part
a leap of
a meal.
Faith that you were going to like it.
And if I go to a restaurant where I really respect the chef, I don't want to have to choose. I want the chef to do the work of like that's the chef's job is to say. Here is something I'm going to cook, and here are things that are going to taste really great with it. Plus, when you start ordering a la carte, that's when your restaurant bill gets insane.
That is true. That is true. And I can't imagine, going to a restaurant and the assigned side dish is the spätzle with the mustard jus, et cetera, and me saying, would you mind me bringing a small dish of cottage cheese?
Right.
Or stewed prunes with that?
Get out, Charles Frieza.
You know, I thought of another one is the coleslaw at J. Alexander's has blue cheese chunks in it.
Oh.
It's really dreamy.
Now, that sounds really good.
It is. It's really
coleslaw
good.
Coleslaw is another, standard site, mostly at barbecue places. But
I recently went to an event that was catered by
Bicklemeyer
Family and Meats, they... I don't think it was officially catered by Bicklemeyer, but one of the family members. And they had a coleslaw. It was the sesame slaw. Sunflower slaw. So it's sunflower seeds and like ramen noodles, not cooked, but broken up in the slaw and kind of a tangy Asian vinegar. It was so good.
Where was this?
It was Bicklemeyer. I think it was unofficially catered by the Bicklemeyer family. Because, they have the
– It's a meat store.
Bicklemeyer Meats. But the family is all very involved in the business and – they do some catering around the city.
You
amazing.
Know, another side dish, it's not a side dish, but it could be, is gnocchi.
Oh, I love gnocchi.
Yeah, I do too.
It was a side dish on something I ordered this weekend. Yeah.
Really? It always is offered as a meal when I see it. I rarely see it as a side dish.
So maybe we have a difference. So if you order a meal, so it's a steak on a bed of gnocchi, I still consider that gnocchi the side dish.
It is the side dish. You're absolutely right. Yeah. But I've never seen steak with gnocchi. I would love to have that.
I just had it.
And potatoes.
The short rib I had was with gnocchi at Story, and it was amazing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well.
Have we covered all the side dishes that we could?
Is salad a side dish?
No. It can be. I mean, you know,
Jell-O?
It can be.
No, but really.
So has anybody ordered Jell-O?
Cafeterias?
Yeah, cafeterias, yes.
Bring back the cafeterias.
There only was one.
So salad, you get it before a meal, but a lot of times, like with steak frites at the Blue Stem Happy Hour, which is the best happy hour in the city, if you get the steak frites, it's a hanger steak, comes with fries, and comes with ketchup, but you can get extra dipping sauces if you ask, and just a mixed green salad that is the perfect side for fries
and steak. You know, I think that I would not want to be admonished for having just sides. You know what I mean? I would hope that the service wouldn't be, like, looking down on that.
No, I order just sides often, and I've never been...
Yeah.
Because I think servers also have their favorite sides, because that's something they can eat quickly and kind of, you know, if they're in a rush, grab a side of something that's prepared in bulk. And I think
that people are getting more and more creative with the sides.
Absolutely.
You know, and like this walnut tart thing. I didn't get it, but it sounds delicious. It would tempt me, you know?
Absolutely.
So, and that's the thing about sushi restaurants is that, you know, is the sushi the entree? Or what do you get?
What would you think about this? What if someone came up with the idea for a restaurant that the only thing on the menu were side dishes?
I would go there every day.
I think I would too. You know, Maria
Isn't
Carter's
that what tapas is?
Tapas aren't necessarily side dishes. There's a difference between side dishes and small plates.
Yeah.
True, though not a huge difference. I would say the difference is that small plates are often small entree style.
Yes, I hear that. Right.
But
yeah.
At a place like I mentioned Extra Virgin earlier, some of them, so like the chicken thighs, which, I love. They're like fig and chorizo stuffed chicken thighs, which are mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. But those are a smaller entree.
Is that La Bodega?
At Extra Virgin.
Oh, Extra Virgin, okay.
But the mushrooms are also a small plate, but I get them to
Sounds like a side to me.
Well, I get them as a side to the chicken thighs.
Do you think that maybe, possibly, I don't know, I'm just throwing this out as a possibility that we could start a campaign to bring back stewed prunes as a side dish.
I am not in on that.
No? You're not on that train?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I don't think
I will be part of the campaign to bring a cafeteria back to Kansas City.
I know. Listen.
Pooches.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
What was the one downtown?
Oh, that was before my time, but it was the Forum.
The Forum. I loved it.
I know.
Yep. I
keep forgetting that you were born in 1910.
That's right.
Although the Forum, people still talk about it. It's
fabulous.
You know,
Walt used to love it.
Walt loved the Forum. He still talked about his favorite dish.
I know.
And
Myron Green. Was Myron Green a...
It was downtown as well.
Yeah. Was it a cafeteria?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
And very recently, and I want us all to have a moment of silence for the late, the great, the wonderful... Jerry Ann's Cafeteria in St. Joseph, Missouri. It looked exactly like it did in the 1930s. Not that I was there. But and it was a little old-fashioned neighborhood cafeteria.
Oh.
And I don't remember the side dishes as being especially memorable. In fact, I think the vegetables might have come from a can. But it was classy in that wonderful, nostalgic way. Let's see. What is the question of the minute from Danny? Is fruit offered... enough as a side dish?
Ugh, too much.
Well,
I always love fruit as a side dish,
but I can't think, stewed prunes. Yeah.
I just went somewhere that had, was it spiced apples? Where did I go that had spiced apples as a side?
That used to be a classic autumn side dish, yeah.
Yeah. I just had it somewhere. I'll try to think of where that was. Yeah. That's apples, kind of the only fruit I don't mind putting up on my plate.
Some kind of, baked apples or stewed apples or
any hot fruit.
I'll tell you, but apples are the best side dish with pork dishes.
Yes.
They're a wonderful combination.
Well, they complement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good compliment. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I like a big, beautiful strawberries, some fresh pineapple.
With dinner?
What about pears or figs?
Pineapple and a chicken breast, I guess.
Yeah. That's
Another side dish that I love that I don't see very often is rice pilaf.
Really? That used to be a classic.
I love rice pilaf. I love all the texture.
Well,
rice is another one.
Well, it's hard to keep, on a stove.
Yeah.
It gets dry.
Yeah, it does. But I got to tell you, I went over to Korma Sutra, which was mobbed. And that rice over there is, what is it? Jasmine
basmati?
Or basmati?
It's always mostly
jasmine.
Oh,
man. Yeah. And it was on Sunday before the Chiefs game, and you couldn't even get in the door, and it was delicious.
Next time you can't get in the door at Korma Sutra, go to Taj Palace on 39th.
too far.
No, it's like 6 blocks from there.
Well, there's like lots. A Touch of Asia's around me.
Oh, you're already talking about out south.
Oh, I also went to the Basha, and they have interesting hummus. Could be a side dish. They do serve that prior. It's kind of like an appetizer, but they have the best hummus. Oh, my gosh. It's so creamy. Mm.
Love hummus.
Yeah, I do, too.
What about cabbage?
And we haven't talked about Mexican restaurants. What do they serve as a side dish?
Rice and beans.
Rice and beans.
Yeah, that's pretty standard.
Yeah.
Guacamole is always makes for a fabulous side.
Yeah.
Do sides cycle through popularity? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
definitely.
Yes.
Yeah, you've gone through most of the ones that used to be around, you know? What's trendy? What is trendy now?
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts is gnocchi,
the kale.
No. You're going to bring it back.
I'm going to bring it back if it kills
kale
me.
In any form.
Kale in any form, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Usually there's some kind of...
Swiss chard is pretty big right now.
Yeah,
Swiss chard. And it's great because you can grow it all year long.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. It's very frost resistant.
Oh. Yeah, well, they're cool vegetables.
Mm-hmm. We have done everything we can do about side dishes, and I apologize to our listeners that the phone service went down, but... Here we are. As always, I'd like to thank my fellow food critics, Emily Ferris and Gloria Gale. Of course, you could always find a list of the restaurants we mentioned today at kcur.org/Central Standard Friday and archival recordings and podcasts of our previous show. Our show today was produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Maria Carter. And a very, very special thanks to Kim Noble. Today marks her last day on air and behind the board at KCUR. We want to thank her for all of her years of service and what a joy it has been to work with her. She's a fabulous person. And one of my favorites. And I'm Charles Frusa. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your food, Kansas City.